this bulletin. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is on track despite European supply issues. Victoria braces for the most dangerous conditions of the bushfire season so far. And in the A-League, the Newcastle Jets snap a losing streak with a win over Wellington Phoenix. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sophia Petrovic. The federal government insists Australia is on track to receive doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine next month, despite international supply issues. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is due to approve the vaccines Australia has signed up to in the coming weeks. This comes as Australia records a week without any local spread of coronavirus. The European Union says measures are being considered to ensure COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers fulfil contracts that have been signed for vaccine deliveries. Both pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and AstraZeneca have announced delays and difficulties in delivering a promised number of doses due to issues with supply chains. European Council President Charles Michel is demanding transparency from the companies.
This is a very firm point that I want to express in the name of the European Union, that we plan to make the pharmaceutical companies respect the contracts that they have signed. And we also expect there to be transparency by using all legal means at our disposal to validate the contracts.
New research has found that smoking causes nearly double the deaths in First Nations people in Australia than previously thought. Researchers at the Australian National University found that smoking causes 50% of deaths among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults aged 45 years and over, and 33% of deaths at any age. Indigenous Australians who never smoke can live an extra 10 years. The study analysed data from more than 1,300 people over 10 years since 2006. New Zealanders find out today whether a new COVID-19 case will prompt restrictions. Investigations and genomic sequencing are underway after a woman tested positive to the virus 5 days after leaving hotel quarantine. The 56-year-old woman returned from Europe in late December and tested a negative twice during isolation. She later developed muscle aches and reported symptoms to authorities. Chris Hipkins, New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister, is urging residents to take all precautions.
We don't yet know the origin or the strain of the infection. It's important not to speculate on that until we have that information. Until we get a clear picture, we're asking New Zealanders to do what they have been doing all the way along. So I want to reiterate the key public health messages. Please, if you're feeling unwell and showing symptoms, please get a test and then isolate until you get the results of that test back.
Australia is preparing a formal extradition request from the Netherlands after Dutch officials arrested the alleged head of one of the world's biggest drug gangs. Chinese-born Canadian national Tse Chi Lop was detained boarding a flight to Canada on Friday on a warrant issued by the Australian Federal Police. He is said to be the head of the company which dominates a $70 billion illegal drugs market in the Asia Pacific. In football, two sensational goals have given Newcastle their first win of the A-League season with a 2-1 victory against Wellington on Sunday. After a difficult start to the season with four losses, Jets interim coach Craig Dean says the win was a relief.
We've been working hard for sort of 12 weeks now and, you know, we haven't had much reward for that work and was probably our worst performance of the season in terms of the football we played. But the most important thing was the 3 points. The players apply themselves every day at training, win, lose or draw. Their attitude is the same every game, every day at training. So, as I said, I'm happy for them and proud to coach him.
Victorian authorities are bracing for the worst conditions of the bushfire season so far, with total fire bans declared across the state. Temperatures are forecast to move into the 40s in Victoria's northwest today and hover in the high 30s for much of the state, including 40 degrees Celsius in Melbourne. Jonathan Howe from the Bureau of Meteorology says much of the southeast of Australia is being affected by the first heat wave of the year.
This is the first big heatwave of 2021, and it's all due to a very hot air mass which had been sitting over Western Australia for quite a few weeks. People in Perth will be very aware of these really high temperatures, and that's all moving into the southeast to give pretty much every southeastern capital city maximum temperatures up to 14 degrees above average for this time of year. And there is plenty more heat to come.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, partly cloudy, tops of 26 degrees. Hotter across the rest of the country. Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. 30 degrees in Brisbane today, possible shower. Showers in Hobart, 34. Humid day in Adelaide, 43 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 31. Very hot day in Melbourne today, 40 degrees. I'm Sofia Petrovic. This is SBS News.